This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Program proudly heralds what it takes to speak visually. We have stories on everybody. It's got a story on top of a story. So the best material I find every day on the program is the material that makes something in your head go, that matters. Things that matter here on Good Day. All right, so we posted a picture of a Hearst. Well, an insignia on the back of it, and some of the comments on social media about the message that was in the picture on texting and, you know, what's going on. And yeah, it's a chuckler, but yet it still is something that is it's more than food for thought. I was also thinking, I don't know, I'm putting this together. Just stay with me for a second. All right, Jay? Hold on. You'll figure out the thread here in a moment. Yes, holding on. So we also had a conversation about a young 12-year-old who set fire to an old mushroom farm. And why? What the heck that was all about. Okay, so I'm putting the two of these together because there's a new mushroom coffin that has been built. For those of you who want to die and be buried in the most sustainable way, the afterlife will be easier for you to grow in if you are put into a coffin that is made mostly of mushrooms. Here's what the coffin has. Comes from mushrooms and hemp fiber, a special mold. And it was basically, I mean, what there is at this point, right? You should be, instead of putting people... Yeah, well, this is the biggest craze. This is, now, I remember I worked in a cemetery when I was a kid digging graves. It was a wonderful experience. It was a very gravelly ground, and we didn't have a backhoe. I just dug the holes every day. It was a different hole and a different side of the hill. And I remember thinking then, and I certainly have thought now, I would never get buried in a, my mother was buried in a coffin in a vault. And she sits resting on the side of a hill overlooking the Mass Turnpike down the street from here. And I think about this all the time, and I thought about it then. But why do we put people in a coffin, and then we stick them in the ground in a cement sort of like a cellar, in a sense? You're put in the cellar with a cement barrier all around you so that the ground will not collapse when the coffin rots and your body rots. All right, what are we doing that for? Why? What the heck is the point of that? Anyway, so back to mushroom coffins, kind of like wooden coffins. They rot in the ground. Your body becomes, what is the old expression, ashes to ashes and dust to dust?
Dust to dust.
And that's what happens. That's why people get cremated and they throw their, you know, they cast their fate. That's what the song Cast Your Fate to the Wind is all about. Throw the ashes out into the, you know, maybe on the side of a hill, somewhere around the farm is probably where mine will get dispersed, out in the water, that kind of stuff. Maybe some people want to keep it. But anyway, the point is that these mushrooms, the biodegradable mushrooms, are being used to make coffins, and they stick them in the ground, and in a month and a half, they're gone and you're gone.
Mm-hmm.
I have told a story many times of what happens on my... I have a large compost pile on the farm. And whenever anything dies on the farm, a calf or a cow or something like that, instead of digging a hole and burying the cow, we put it on the compost pile because that's the best use. Actually, it would be the best use of your body. If you could imagine, if you could get beyond thinking that you were going to be put in a compost pile, that's really the most efficient way of you being dispatched, your body being dispatched anyway, because it's going to be eaten up fast by the microbes and the worms and yada, yada. I remember my Uncle Sammy, who is my second father, he was the first person I ever knew who wanted to be cremated. And so I said to him one day, and I was just very young, I said, why do you want to be, the conversation going with somebody in the family died and they're having him cremated. And I said, why do you want to be cremated? He says, I don't want the worms digging into me after I'm dead. Which I thought was, you know, made a lot of sense then. Mm-hmm. And maybe it does now, right?
And I think it also goes with family, I don't want to say family values, but family in general, because some people like to be able to go to a gravesite and visit people, where other people are like, that is, they're just not there anymore. That is an empty body. They are no longer there.
Yeah, there's no spirit there.
Yeah, and there are so many companies that do different things once you pass, where you can become a record that plays your favorite song. You can become a diamond or something like that.
Yeah.
Some people, I think they can become trees. Like, they plant them somewhere and kind of like the composting situation where,
exactly. Put the ash in the ground and stick a tree on top of it. Good fertilizer. Much as anything else. All right, so this company that's making this mushroom coffin is called Loop Biotech. The answer for those wanting to live the full circle of life, says the fellow who founded it, Bob Hendricks, who said, he's created a t-shirt that reads, I am compost. That's what the t-shirt reads. I am compost. And apparently mushrooms are good for recycling on the planet. So for those of you who think this is cool, you can spend $1,000 for one of these coffins and take it. I'm betting that this is probably illegal most everywhere in America. But what's the difference whether you do this or whether you're in an urn? And your dust, right? It's just silly. It's the whole thing about death. But there was an ad, where was I, a couple of weeks ago, maybe one of the Los Angeles radio stations, had an ad on it. Matter of fact, I think it might have been Jennifer's station, KRLA, had an ad for a discount funeral. This guy, for $39.95, what? I mean, I'm serious. The guy, the funeral director, is on the air. For $39.95, we'll embalm you, we'll have the service, and we'll bury you. Call Fred's Discount Coffin and Funeral Home. That's, you know, I guess.
Get BOGO deals.
Right. Get one for you and one for your spouse. Right. That's it. The BOGO deal. On cremation or on getting... That's great. I like that, Jay. Here's some good news. This is the story of a teenage girl who got a secret message which somebody found in a wall 48 years after it was tucked into a bottle. There's a big old house being restored outside of Peoria, Illinois. Construction worker found a message in a bottle. Now, how many times, excuse me, you hear those stories about the message in a bottle that was put into the ocean or into a lake or something, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, this was in the wall of the kitchen, written by a 14-year-old girl back in 1975. And so now there's a lot of interest in the life of this woman. This is a woman who's now 61. The carpenter was a fellow named Dakota Moan, working in this house damaged by a fire. And, of course, they have to tear the walls down and rebuild it that way. He saw a note that had on it in this bottle, 92975, with arrows pointing to a small notch in the wood. And inside this bottle, there was a message signed by Stephanie Heron, young woman, one of the children of a railroad lineman who moved on to New York City and got married. And so she was shocked, apparently. She had forgotten all about the fact that she'd left that message there. And I think these sorts of things are interesting. She started the note by saying, today is September 29th, 1975. My name is Stephanie Heron. I live here with my mother, father, and Gerald Ford is president. Mrs. Lay is our neighbor. Mom is pregnant with a baby due any day. It's just a story. And so I identify with this one I saw because she writes about the Illinois Central Railroad being on the west side of the house. And as I have the story I've told them about my grandmother and grandfather living in Ashley, Illinois, on the main line of the Illinois Central, when I would visit them as a youngster, go outside, I could hear the trains coming down the track, and I'd run outside because their house was almost in the backyard of the main line of the Illinois Central. And so I'd go out every day when I was visiting there to see the city of New Orleans. The train that starts at Chicago goes to New Orleans every day, still does. And the engineer would blow the whistle, and the conductor would be in the end car waving. It was just very romantic, very just cool for a six-year-old kid. Anyway, and so she talks about that sort of thing, too, and how much happiness there was in the house. Isn't that neat? Tells about her mother, who's a registered nurse, lives, you know, works at Hopedale Nursing Home. Mm-hmm. She's a very good mother. Isn't that sweet?
Doesn't it make you want to do that, like, yourself? We should all be doing that, hiding things in the walls in our home, or if you have a new build, something inside inside the wall.
Mm-hmm. I just put.
Did you do that with school, the time capsule?
I did. I had a diary. I used to keep a diary every day for I know why I did it. But it was it wasn't the most positive reason for keeping it, but it was a daily overview of what was going on in my life, with my mother having the stuff going on with her that that she did. I don't know why. I almost felt like self-defense for whatever the reason. It was kind of sad, actually, when I think about it, having that, you know, because we all have our things, and mine was having a mother that was a raging alcoholic and wasn't much there. But it was, you know, I understood later what the reasons for it were. But you don't understand that when you're 6 years old. You just don't.
Oh, yeah.
So here's a kid that's 6 years old that gets the blessings of having good parents and writes a story about it. And I think that idea would be introduced. I could see both my grandsons writing notes, especially Miles, about their mother and father. And so maybe I'll encourage him to do that, see what happens. He loves to write and talk and... He's busy. Mind is busy.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now, but I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code STRONG for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code STRONG for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code STRONG.
Happy to have back in the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, you know, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
It's now 23 after the hour. You're listening to the overview of what's going on in the world of talk media. This is the news talk reality show called the Talk Radio Review. Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, and social media is always a part of our discussions. What's trending on Facebook and Instagram? I've decided, Jay, to ignore Thread and X. As far as I'm concerned, the only legitimate social media is Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show.
So you're a Meta fan.
Yeah. Well, I'm not a fan of Meta, but it's...
If you had to pick one, you go Meta.
Now, in the wrestling match, are you going to go for Elon Musk or for Mark Zuckerberg?
I'm going to put a third person into the fight.
No.
We'll find this. Maybe what we'll do is put Kamala Harris in there.
You want to really make it juicy.
Exactly. In social media this week, police are warning parents on social media scams because of back-to-school issues in a lot of different parts of our country, potential risk before posting back-to-school photos. Here we are again with worrying about this whole business of the...
Well, people put too much information up there, or they don't realize that their address is in the background of the photo.
And they're like, what's your favorite school? Yeah, what's your favorite color? What's your favorite movie? Social security number? I mean, it's crazy the amount of information they put up there.
People are so stupid.
Like, it's my first day.
Everybody does.
Exactly. Yeah. And at this school or that school. And it's just one of those
and
things.
And our safety word for stranger danger is orange.
Right. Be careful.
And we say this a lot, not only with back-to-school photos, but do you ever notice this with people who just bought a house and they do the whole, like, here's the key, here's the for sale sign, and they don't realize you can see the house number?
Oh, yeah.
And a quick Google search, and if you can figure out what city or town they're in, you can easily put in the house number to figure out what street it is, because not all streets have the same house numbers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And the other dumb thing, can't you just click on, like, right-click or something and you see the source of photos?
Yes.
unless that's disabled on someone's phone.
Yeah, unless you actually go into the
I'm learning a lot here myself.
Listening but that's to not, this. Yeah, that's not something that's just automatic.
Yeah.
I think I'll start a scam. Okay, now, in addition to that sort of thing that's trending on social media, it's the history of National Son and Daughter Day today. This is something you may be familiar with. Well, it's kind of like take your daughter and your sons to work day, right? Father-daughter day.
Mine started at age 12 and still hasn't ended.
Yeah, right. Well, part of it started with the Ms. Foundation, Gloria Steinemann having women go to work, and Smokey Robinson got involved in it one way or another. It goes back to the 1930s, actually, and there were many times when parents would bring their children to work. The boy, looking at this St. Joseph, Missouri story about the young boy who started this, the boy's complaining his mom and dad had a day, so why shouldn't he? That would be mother, you know, take your wife to work day, take your husband to work day.
Or the just Mother's Day in May and Father's Day in June.
Yeah, or Grandparents' Day, right? Yeah, that sort of thing. So anyway, it's National Son and Daughter Day. For those of you who are interested in taking care of your sons and your daughters, which should be everybody. One of the questions that we asked this week, the main news stories that you've been following, want to give us a quick update on what some of the listeners are saying, what they've been following this week, Jay?
Yes, Daniel is saying President Trump's legal issues, particularly the antics of Special Prosecutor Jack Smith. He is using a Washington, D.C. grand jury to bring charges in Florida. Laura Francis has been watching the assassinations happening around the world, especially the candidate in Ecuador.
Yeah. And then there's the inflation situation, which is not as bad as the government would have you think, boys and girls, or the news media. 28 after here on the review.
Wine in a box? I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. Technically, it's in a bag in a box, a plastic bladder with an airtight valve. And boxed wine has been around for years, although you might not have recognized label brands until recently, as name vineyards have followed frugal shoppers who pay lots less for the equivalent of four bottles. How? Cardboard boxes and plastic bags are much less expensive packaging than glass bottles, which cost more to ship, production of which asks more of the environment, and which are breakable. And when you open a bottle of wine, the clock starts ticking. But boxed wine can last 4 to 6 weeks from the time you open the spigot on the front of the box, which sits on a refrigerator shelf. Cheers! How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks on the blog at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Hawaii's Governor Josh Green says he fears the wildfire death toll will rise as search and rescue efforts continue on Maui. Roughly 100 people are confirmed dead after raging wildfires swept through the popular resort town of Lahaina. The FBI is reporting less than 5% of the town has been searched so far. Green describes the devastation as looking like a war zone, adding that all state and federal resources are being brought in to aid recovery efforts. And thousands are now homeless as families search for loved ones. If you can help out, the American Red Cross is an organization that's helping. The Internal Revenue Service can't find thousands of microfilm cartridges with millions of sensitive business and personal tax information records. That's according to a report from the Treasury Inspector General for Tax Administration. The review found significant deficiencies in the way the Internal Revenue Service keeps files safe. Lance Pry, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on.
As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25% plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day Program. Whether she get into that conversation, Jay, or not.
I asked Jay.
Why not?
If her father was funny. I know your father. I think I know him pretty well. I consider him a friend, and I think he considers me a friend. Other than our business relationship, I think we're just friends. Mm-hmm. So I always am curious with children what they think of their fathers. I got into this discussion with my grandson, Miles, over the weekend. We were talking about various things that he thinks are funny. Mm-hmm. And at eight, they're all about fart jokes. The kids just think it's hilarious.
Because it is. 8-year-olds are right.
So, anyway, his mother, of course, I'm the instigator, and Megan has this look on her face, and she has, ever since she was a child, she has this ability, the same expression on her face now that she had when she was Miles' age. So, I get them all stirred up, because that's what you're supposed to do. Grandparents are supposed to stir up the grandchildren, right? And then leave. So, I'm really pretty good at that. And and Brendan was my son, an unindicted co-conspirator in this. Actually, I think he started it. We were all over at Brendan's house for dinner on Saturday night, and whatever the reason, We got around because Miles' cousin, my other grandson, Jasper, young, depending on what they eat, babies have gas. And so Miles thinks that's hilarious. Apparently they have contests for gas fart jokes in his class. And so he brings that to the surface after Brendan does his thing. And so we just got, and we started laughing, and we couldn't stop. We just laughed and laughed and laughed about nothing. What is the, you know, so what's so funny about passing gas? Why is that funny?
That's a good question. We need to do a deep dive in psychology. Why is it funny?
I don't know. Maybe because it's so, it's like prohibited. I can hear women, older women now, they're horrified that I'm talking about this on the radio.
Yeah, they've already changed it.
Here it is, folks. Like it or not, Donald Trump farts. That's, you know, if we're going to use him as a standard, I guarantee you that Melania...
Look at you. A conversation that has nothing to do with Donald Trump.
But Donald Trump
You're
becomes...
bringing him into
the,
it.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
The power this man yields.
That's right. Yes. I assure you that pretty much everybody that's involved in this, whether it's Alvin Bragg, I bet he's got, you know, all right, so this is becoming silly. at any rate.
I am legitimately crying right now.
Okay, good for you. Here's the good news to start the hour with a Reddit user, Mike himself 29. Shared a post entitled, Found This Under My Office Door, along with $6 in the Made Me Smile regarding the Made Me Smiling Department. Let's see. This fellow found a note on the floor at his job a couple of months ago, and the Reddit, this is something posted on Reddit, obviously, fellow whose first name is Mike, works in an ice arena. Open the note, finds $6 and an explanation. Dear whatever, whoever, whatever, I was watching a practice, obviously, of a game. I saw somebody stick their hand up the vending machine and steal a Pop-Tart. I made a terrible decision. I reached up and grabbed the crackers and ate them.
Yeah, the stranger being dared by others.
Somebody else. Yep. Yeah. So he did, they figured out how the kids do that, right? How to get their hands up.
Yeah, if your arm is small enough, you can get up to that first row of things.
Yeah.
And they don't know who did this or who submitted the note and along with the $6 to pay for not only the crackers this person stole, but also for the Pop-Tart that somebody else stole. There's no camera, so they're not going to, like, find these people. And they say that that's a problem that a lot of people keep doing. But the thing is, this assuming it's probably, like, a teen or a preteen or
somebody, a teenager.
Yeah. A small enough arm to get up there, but I guess he's conscious nonetheless. And submitting the $6 and the person who posted this, the Mike guy, Mike himself 29, said it was really only a dollar for each for the Pop-Tart and for the crackers. So the $4, the remaining $4 was donated into a jug for local youth hockey league. Yep.
Good. All right. So there is goodness and light in the world, no question about that. Let's enjoy the day and what it's all about and celebrate things like this high schooler in Detroit who was voted the most positive. Listen to this. This kid got $1.7 million in scholarship offers. Graduating from Detroit High School, known for her sunny outlook and positive vibes, $1.7 million in college scholarship offers. Her name is Tatiana Alves, graduating from this school. It's actually a K-12 entrance examination school. Focuses on justice and engineering. She was one of the most positive in her class. And so she's apparently the kind of... We all have known somebody like this, and we all wish we could be like this, right? Amazing. Wherever, whenever she speaks, wherever she goes, just always good.
But in the genuine nature of wanting others to thrive and cheering them on, a lot of people have a hard time doing something like that, or even just doing so in a genuine sense,
Where it's like, this is just part of her personality. She is sunshine in human form.
4.0 GPA, got her driver's license, getting a job at a local drugstore. She has lots of self-confidence. And a lot of people around her, you know, there were some people say, ah, she's sunshiny and bright all the time. No, it doesn't work that way. And she started looking for scholarships, by the way, when she was a junior. And she said, there's a micro scholarship site, which you may want to know about, parents, called Raise Me, Raise.me, excuse me. And as it turns out, Ms. Alves said that she opted out of using all her scholarship money, but still gets to go to school. It doesn't cost, well, she's got a free ride, but she's not using all that money. And that's good, because there are other people who probably can.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. Got that dough.
And we've seen stories like this where somebody receives a scholarship and they don't necessarily need it. They can afford to go to college and pay in full, not have to do the student loans and the debt and everything. And so they turn down the scholarship so that somebody else can use it. Somebody else who genuinely would need it uses it rather than just getting a free ride because it was granted to them.
Yep. All
saying
right.
No, and like, no, let's let somebody else do it. Good for people to do that.
That's right. Do you know who Kate Whitmire is?
That name does sound familiar.
Okay.
More information, please.
She was a model, and she was introduced to nude cruises in 1997.
Oh, nope, I don't know this woman.
Now, Ms. Whitmire organizes these cruises. She owned a singing telegram business before she started selling for the cruise called Bare Necessities. I can't do this with a straight face. Called Bare Necessities. She described what her job is all about. She is organizing cruises where all the guests are naked all the time. And looking at a picture of her, listen, how can I best say this? I wouldn't mind. I think nude stuff is, it's okay if that's what you like. Mm-hmm. Most of the nude people that I've seen, there was a nude beach, Riviera Beach had a section of it down on Singer Island that was a nude beach. And I remember walking down there once when I was quite young thinking, my God, this is awful. These people are fat. No.
Visually unappealing.
Oh,
not aesthetically charming.
Ran from the beach screaming. However, Miss Whitmire is not, I'm sure some of the people on her cruises are probably not that cool. She's 61 years old, and I don't know, maybe, is it the fact that she's running a nudist cruise company, or the fact that I just think she looks kind of...
Aesthetically appealing.
Yeah, right, exactly.
I just have so many sanitation questions, like sanitary questions.
Yeah, right.
That when it comes to nude cruise, because if you sit down somewhere, do you put something between
you and the seat?
Sitting and whatever the seat is? Or is there somebody walking around wiping things down? Or do you sit where somebody else just sat? I gross myself out. I don't... Yeah.
So this year they had 2,100 passengers on this boat, the big nude boat. It's a February trip. This has been around, though, since 1997. She says a friend was a photographer looking for a married couple to join this cruise and appear in promotional photos. And so she said that... the models, they had to find somebody that was comfortable and confident in front of an audience. So my question to any or all of you is, really, how many of you would feel comfortable standing up in front of 2,100 people naked? Simple, straightforward question.
Yeah.
Right? Would you feel comfortable doing that?
And that's one of those things that public speaking is a significant fear for so many people in general. Mm-hmm. And then to add the part like, oh, yeah, you're naked. That's the stuff that people legitimately have nightmares on.
Yeah. She's from Austin, Texas. She has been selling for this company since 2010. She went on her first cruise with her husband at the time I think it was like right around the turn of the century, if you will, 2000. So So she's been on it for 10 years, and then she gets hired, and now is based in Austin, Texas. And I don't know whether that's a good place to find people that will go on a nude cruise. But because she speaks fluent German, and nudism is big in Germany, big, 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 her German is good enough to attract people. This is an international cruise of people from all over the world who want to get naked.
The psychology behind it is pretty fascinating, though, because it's not a sexually induced kind of situation.
No, no, it's not about sex.
Yeah, it's totally about everything is stripped away, including prejudgment. So you can't tell by a person's clothes anything about their personality. You can't tell their economic status. You can't see any of that stuff. It is strictly the person. And I could see where you might form deeper bonds and have more in-depth conversations. You get to actually learn about the person before you have any judgment about them.
Yeah, right. But the other side of it is you got to be smart about where you have it. A cruise in the Caribbean, probably okay. There was somebody who tried to start a nudist camp up on a lake in central Maine. Not such a great idea because it's cold, it's snowy, it's rainy, it's damp, it's wet much of the year. Okay, if you're going to do it in July or August, that probably works. But I wouldn't want to have a year-round business based on nudity up in Maine. But at any rate, you know, it's a lot of middle-aged people love this sort of thing. And so good luck to them. Why not? Why not? So it's not right for you? Hey, great. It's not good for you. But maybe it's good for somebody else. And if they're not hurting you, I all agree they like the environment. They, you know, so, yeah. Rah-rah, shish kumbah. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-362-9337. 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
Get into the car business, shall we? 53 after the hour on Good Day. I'm Doug Steffen here with Nick Mills.
Why do I do that all the time? It used to be my... I do that all the time. There's a guy... I think I told you the story. Nick Mills, who probably is listening to us right now, used to be my newsman when I was running WEEI in Boston in the mid-80s. A morning news anchor was a guy named Nick Mills. And for whatever reason, I keep that in my head. He's a Facebook friend and yada yada. But anyway, so are you on my? Are we our Facebook friends together? You and I?
I think we are. I watch various ice cream specials that you do on Facebook with your grandkids, which I'm totally jealous of.
Yep. Well, listen, there we have all reason to believe in each other and how we can help each other. Anyway, Nick Miles has a great website, ourautoexpert.com, ourautoexpert, say that 100 times fast, .com. You know, car prices are falling. We were just talking off the air about the cost of insurance. Both you and I changed our insurance companies, and we didn't collude on this week. We both went from a company that I've been with this company and this agent for 40-some-odd years, I think 47 maybe. It was the first guy that had, he was starting out, and he and I were friends because we came from the farm world. And so this week I changed to Progressive from Commerce because it saved me $480. I would rather have the $480. I'm just tired of the price increases, the gouging. And that basically seems to be what's going on. If you look around, I've been looking this week, the price of insurance has jumped almost 18% since last year. And why? How?
Well,
do you know what the answer to that is?
Yeah. Yeah, the annoyance is stupid people, I think. That's what it is. There are people doing things that they shouldn't do and getting themselves into trouble, unlike the mature and well-mannered people that we are and that
yes.
our listeners are.
So what does that do to the sales of new cars? I noticed the sales are slowing down, the prices are going down. So what? Sooner or later, somebody's going to get smart, one of the car companies, and start their own insurance company. They have their own finance company, so why not start your own insurance company, right?
Well, they do collaboration with people. You know, they have these apps now in the cars where they monitor your driving and they give you good discounts, which, you know, I don't like the Big Brother thing, but ultimately I'm a good driver, so I should.
That's progressive, right, exactly. That's what they told me. Yeah, I'm a good driver. I don't have a problem with that, except exactly you and I believe the same. I don't want Big Brother nosing around, but if it saves me $140 or $450 or whatever, then maybe I'll do it and then ignore it much as anything else.
To be honest with you, if you have a cell phone, Big Brother's watching you anyway, so you're already lost.
Yeah, right.
Yes, prices are falling, Doug, quite dramatically, too. It's probably due to two factors, and again, we don't really know. It's one of these things we don't really know the truth until after it's too late for us to care. It's happening because there are more cars out there. And when cars were in a shortage, people were paying MSRP or a premium above MSRP, the manufacturer's recommended retail price. Now, though, there's so many cars out there that people have so much of a choice that car companies are having to put incentives on the hood again. That's number one. Number two is interest rates are super high. And that means people can't borrow money. So, you know, they're not buying cars. And that means that cars need to be sold and the prices are coming down. So those are the two reasons that car prices are falling.
All right. One of the other reasons is because electric vehicles are a colossal failure in many measurements. And insurance is one of them. Financing is another. So what is the latest experience there that you have to share?
Yeah, so IC Cars did a great survey a couple weeks ago that really showed us that the states who even are pro-electric cars, like California, where it makes sense, Oregon, Washington, they can't get above this 10% mark. They get between 7 and 10%, and then they kind of peter out. And they were hoping to grow that in the first 6 months of this year. It did grow for the first 3 months, and then it sort of regressed and took a step backwards. They just can't, even with putting all these charging stations and everything, they've topped out. The prices of the cars are too high. The charging infrastructure doesn't work properly, and these cars don't charge well enough. And so people are just going.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.